Blog Talk Radio.
Well, now, the day before the Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness. What I'm going to cover deals with killing. And there is a couple of things I'm going to cover. I'm not going to cover them in depth, but you got Memphis cops who killed Tyre Nichols. Out on the street, police warrior culture trumped the training. Uh-huh. compliant young man, they say. Well, they should consider somebody compliant as long as they're not resisting. Fearing the gang of unhinged cops might kill him. Think about this. A terrified Nichols got up and ran. He was running for his mom's house. If you cover everything but total meek submission, if you convey, anything but total meek submission, even in facial expressions or attitude, you are very likely to pay a price. And some of this goes to the way things should not be. Some of this us versus them is way out of control, and that becomes self-evident. Now, I'm getting this from the week of February 10th, which is this week. this ought to be, by the way, the football game ought to be a good one. You got two of the best who play the best, and they're all ready to go. Well, what you had in that killing, five black Memphis police officers fatally beating a black man following a traffic stop. a man was cursed at, pepper sprayed, 71 contradictory orders by the cops. Nichols ran for his mother's house. Over 3 minutes, he was kicked twice in the face, hit three times with a baton, sprayed twice, and punched six times in the head. The five officers were fired and indicted for second-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and other charges, as well as should be. And it was immediate. This wasn't a thing it took a few minutes to get to. Well, here's what these dinks come up with. Under a little box, they got a little conversation box where they kind of condense things down. And they say, what next? Nichols' death has revived talk about federal police reforms. Well, I hate to tell you, but the reforms are evident in the training that they had not to do what they did. So, you know, where does this leave us? Well, this is one case where you got people killing people, whether they're cops or what. And, yeah, Antifa, you're guilty of it. BLM, you're guilty of it. But this goes a lot deeper than what you think. And we'll get into that. the next thing that's on the menu deals with Judicial Watch. Now, I know a lot of people don't know too much about that place, what they do and all that sort of thing. Well, they have a tendency to do the laundry. You know that song, Dirty Laundry? There it is. Okay. Judicial Watch sues for records on COVID vaccine safety studies. Now, I'm going to hear that again. I want you to hear it and pay attention to it. Judicial Watch sues for records on COVID vaccine safety studies. The problem is that they refuse And when I say they, I'm talking about the Biden administration. And they're not really, they don't really have their stuff together very well, in my opinion, but that's my opinion. And believe me, it's an opinion. You can verify it with varying things that have gone on. The problem is that CDC, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, et cetera, don't want to comply on orders of the present administration. This is one of the reasons I don't like Mr. Bozo in the White House. I don't think it's a good idea for him to be in there because of some of the things he could do. You got the National Institutes of Health and others. Contributors to a study they did on this include three affiliates of DMID, Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. Oh, and the Grinch pops up. Fauci. Okay, well, guess what? Mamadou Makine, medical officer, Winnie Buchanan, clinical project manager, Paul Roberts, chief respiratory pathologist research. They refused to comply with a Freedom of Information Act. They're playing shell games with documents on the vaccine. And the problem is that there is, whether they like it or not, and I'm sure they really don't like it, a registry of deaths from vaccination. And it doesn't seem to matter whether it's the police or our very own federal government. And I know everybody and their mother-in-law has heard of Agenda 21, population reduction. Well, guess what? It's coming for you. Unless they really uncover some stuff in this, which I hope they do, there is and are a lot of things that have transpired. videos show savagery of Memphis police killing. Well, that's all well and good. I'm glad they got some evidence on that. Now, what about these turkeys in the federal government who think it's cool to shoot kids up with experimental drugs that they don't know what it does and whatnot, mutilate them in hospitals and all that? What's the difference between the Memphis killing and that? Not much, if you really get into it. Now you get into the politics. That's a dirty word. McCarthy and the politics of payback. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy may not have any political principles. You got to remember, this is a leftist magazine, but the man pays his debts. McCarthy has handed out plum committee assignments to the most extreme and weirdest members of the GOP clown caucus. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be on the Oversight Committee. And what she's been tied to do is the urgent work of tying President Biden to his son Hunter's famous laptop. And there's proof, whether this administration likes it or not, that the evidence points at both of them. Heavy duty points at both of them. The when he and his representative, Ronnie Jackson, will join Green on a new Origins of COVID committee. To air far-right suspicion. Yeah, far-right. How about the evidence? How about the documents? I don't know who wrote this, but whoever this plib is, they don't got brains, or they would have done a little homework. That the sinister Dr. Anthony Fauci funded and covered up the creation of the deadly virus in a Chinese, as a Chinese bioweapon, which he did. Oh, and by the way, guess what? They got proof. Oh, boy, weaponization of government committee to probe such deep state abuses as the FBI seeking interviews with a few dozen Fox News addled parents who made death threats against school board members. Well, I'll tell you what. You go screwing with the kids, cutting things off, get real. You talk about mutilation, there it is. Weaponization Government Committee to probe such deep state abuses as the FBI seeking interviews with a few dozen Fox adult parents who made death threats against school board members. You take a sharp knife and come after my, even my grandkids, and I'll nail your hide to the wall. Just that simple. If I can't do it, I got lots of people who probably will. McCarthy kicked Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell off the House Intelligence Committee. Good for him. I'm glad he did it. It was way past time. yeah. This is to punish them for the dogged investigation of former President Trump. No. It's because neither one of them could be trusted. Adam Schiff is known to change the wording of communications to better fit his political agenda, which is all very far left. Swalwell was sleeping with a friggin' spy. Come on now. Even the score for Democrats stripping Reps Green and Paul Gosar of their committee assignments in the last Congress for making threats of political violence. Well, maybe some people don't understand anything but getting smacked upside the head with a 2x4 or shot at. Think about that very carefully. When Democrats stripped Green and Gosar of the assignments of 2021, they shattered a long-standing House norm of letting minority parties choose their own committee members. In other words, they couldn't change the rules, so they decided to change how things is done. Simple. Now, McCarthy is also mustering votes to boot Representative Ilhan Omar, a far-left, anti-American radical who has made three blatantly anti-Semitic remarks about Jews dictating U.S. policy and her nonstop attacks on Israel. Well, baby cakes, you opened your big mouth and removed all doubt. What do you expect? Conspiracy theorists will now be forced to produce actual evidence to back up the half-baked accusations. Well, guess what, baby cakes? Whoever wrote this should join Mr. Bozo in the White House, or basement, excuse me. Evidence won't matter to flame-throwing fantasists like Green and Jordan. Fox will eat up and amplify their allegations. The media will dutifully report them, and Republicans will hope something, anything, will stick. Well, guess what? They already got the evidence. It's hard evidence. It's something you can't escape. So, you know, for the next 2 years, it will be all investigations all the time. Don't bet on that. There's quite a few other things going on. Now, I was talking about some things dealing with the kids. And this right here deals with the kids. Salt Lake City, gender treatments banned. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed a new law instituting a moratorium on surgical and hormone treatments for transgender minors as a wave of Republican-led states consider similar legislation. Now, here's the problem with that. these people who write this magazine really have to go out of their way to get the thing to read the way they want it to read. Well, it's not just transgender, it's for anybody. Gender dysphoria and all that other crap. Sure, sometimes little boys think they're little girls or feel that way, and sometimes little girls feel like little boys. Well, guess what? That is not an excuse for keeping the situation, whatever it may be, from the parents. It's illegal to do so, and these dinks know that. Yet they were doing it anyway. Now, I am of the opinion that they should pull the right to practice medicine from any hospital who does what they call upper surgery. That's where they cut the tits off of, you know, little kids. And I'm talking about little kids that don't even know what the people are talking about. But these dummies talk them into that crap. Anyway, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, and Tennessee have also restricted access to gender transition care minors. And at least 18 other states are considering similar laws. Finally, somebody's doing something. It's about time. I mean, geez. Topeka, Kansas. Oh, boy. Woke agenda opt-out. The GOP-controlled Kansas legislature began considering a bill this week that would use taxpayer funds to subsidize private or homeschooling a parent if parents object to how the public schools discuss gender and sexuality. And no, the drag queen shows ain't, you know, they can't happen under that situation. Sign it into law, man. Real simple. Then you got Biden and McCarthy meeting about the debt ceiling. That's going to be real interesting what they figure out to do. And hopefully they won't do it to anybody that is of any consequence. Anyway, they're looking at cutting things. And they want to cut expenses because of the amount of debt that the Democrats voted into. You know, $31 trillion, and they spent about, somewhere around 10 of that for nothing at all. Cooperating in the probe. Oh, no, they're not. How long has it been probing it? 2 years? How long have they had that laptop? 2 years? Uh-huh. So anyway, it's about to hit the fan, folks. Real simple. They have a choice. Come clean, be honest, and do it right, or people are going to come to see you. Now, you think January 6th or something? Oh, come on. That was just a parade of dummies on vacation. It doesn't have any, you know, doesn't have anything to do with reality. It has to do with, we can smack them down. We can send them to prison for 5-6 years for each charge. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the people ought to be charged. I agree. But there's also a lot of people that shouldn't be. Oh, boy. Milan, anarchist, inspires attacks. Italy boosted security at its embassies abroad this week, citing a crescendo of terrorist attacks by supporters of imprisoned anarchist Alfredo Caspito. We'll see how that goes. Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Police riot. More than 100 policemen in plain clothes and face masks and rioted in Port-au-Prince last week, smashing car windows, shooting into the air, and breaking through the gates of Prime Minister Ariel Henry's residence. Yeah, we're going to come see you. Well, as I think that somebody broke into a federal building here, they're putting them all in prison. What do you think is going to happen to these people? Human flesh has less value there than It does in a lot of places. When you have lesser value, doesn't matter what happens to them. My, my, my. Lima protests hit the industry. Ongoing protests against Peruvian president hit Peru's vital copper industry this week. Ooh, copper production could be halted. Oh, my God. Now, here's something that I think is important. You know, we got this thing going on with Russia about the Ukraine situation. And we put a whole lot of things in place, but sanctions evaded. Russia is still getting its hands on Western goods despite U.S. and European sanctions meant to punish it for its war in Ukraine. Data released this week shows that Russian consumers did see shortages early last year, but companies like Apple, Samsung, pulled out of the Russian market. But within months, other countries began exporting to it record quantities of goods from washing machines to cell phones, including Apple and Samsung products. There's a lot coming through Central Western Asia, Turkey, and the former Soviet republics. That come from the New York Times, of all places. They actually told the truth once. Far out. So, you know, we got more going on there than everybody than meets the eye. Now, mosque bombing. At least 101 people were killed. This is in Pakistan. And 221 injured this week when a suicide bomber struck during afternoon prayers at a heavily guarded mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar. Boy, Bangkok closed for pollution. Protests against the dictatorship. This is in Myanmar, Yangon, Myanmar. Democracy activists in Myanmar staged a silent strike this week to mark a two-year anniversary of the coup that overthrew the civilian government, urging workers to stay home and asking businesses to close for a day to show their continued resistance. We haven't even gotten close to the problems. Well, the fentanyl scourge. Overdose deaths from a powerful, easy-to-produce drug have soared. How did this happen? Well, very simply, close the border, and you'll find all that stuff goes way down. Can anything be done? At Congress direction, border agents are installing $480 million worth of high-energy scanners to detect anomalies in vehicles crossing the border in the hope of catching more fentanyl smugglers. Ooh, our drug control strategy is an embarrassment. And this person served as drug czar. If it doesn't begin to propose a way of reversing the problem. Oh, you mean they left out that part about closing the friggin' border? My, my. Oh, then we got a little short one here. How to end the war in Ukraine? Blow Russia away. It's simple. They send a tanker loaded with their oil. Sink it. The failure of single-payer health care. Just look at the pain and suffering that the UK's government-run National Health Service is inflicting on the British people. Those who can afford it are turning to private doctors. Ooh-wee. And they got a quickie article on DeSantis and his biggest weakness. You guys are going to have a problem with that. Democrats want to neutralize DeSantis as a political force. They should warn voters he plans to make big cuts in the safety net to benefit the rich. Now, what kind of lie is that? Did you hear everybody blowing raspberries about some dummy bozo from the White House saying that they're going that the Republicans were going to cut the Social Security, Medicare, and all that? Ooh. Ukraine war tests our neutrality. No, it doesn't. United Kingdom will limp back to the EU. No, they won't. India, Modi tries to block a damning BBC documentary. Prime Minister Modi will do anything to keep Indians from seeing what the BBC said about him. Oh, my goodness. Allegations that Modi, who was chief minister of Gujarat at the time, this is during the riots, mobs, rampaged for 3 days, killing at least 1,000 Muslims, among other things. Allegations that Modi, who was chief minister of Gujarat at the time, was complicit in the violence, weren't dramatically new. They knew about all this. So anyway, will Twitter obey? Well, my. Let's see, where is it? Everything disappeared. Twitter swiftly removed things, and for referencing the BBC documentary, while YouTube accounts that shared clips quickly disappeared. What other government edicts will Twitter obey? Come on, Elon. You're going to have to really step up their program of dumping. Here we go. Now, this is, says Mexico. How deep is complicity with cartels? And I said very and extreme. They're owned by the cartels. Think about that. U.S. prosecutors say the top cop, Garcia Luna, took millions of dollars in bribes to turn a blind eye to the various Sinaloa cartel, even tipping off members about the arrests. You know, it wasn't until after the blockbuster 2019 trial of Sinaloa boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, in which testimony directly implicated him, that he was arrested. Ooh. Well, they're wondering if they're going, if the immediate bosses are going to get in trouble. I'm not covering this stuff in depth. I'm doing a light overview of some of the things that are coming out. You got a thing here called Talking. This is Talking Points. Died suddenly. Anti-vaxxers fear campaign. You know that Americans vaccinated against COVID are dropping dead in droves? Ooh. And they're saying Lisa Marie Presley, comedian Bob Saget, and soccer journalist Grant Wall, all succumbed to damage caused by vaccination? Question mark. Yes. Vax is poisonous. Conspiracy theory that the anti-vaxxers call died suddenly. the Twitter campaign exploits the anti-science, anti-government, paranoia now rampant in the U.S. and posts that global elites are using COVID vaccination as a depopulation campaign. Now, you remember I said something about Agenda 21? Anti-vaxxers even contend that Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills football player who suffered cardiac arrest in the field last month, actually a vaccine victim. Well, that's why I'm real curious what Judicial Watch is going to come up with on the vaccine safety. Ooh, yeah. And you got people from CNN and that's elsewhere making quotes of their own. No evidence to suggest athletes or regular folk have been dying from due to the vaccines. That's not how the list reads. So maybe you need to need to get your stuff together, man. It's coming. Trans teens should schools notify parents. Oh, hell yes. By federal law, they are required to notify parents, talk to them, and have a discussion before anything's done. It felt like a parenting stab in the back from the school system. It should have been a discussion we made as a family. And the number of children identifying as trans is doubled in recent years. That's okay. They're going to feel like little girls or little boys opposite their biological gender. At any given time, kids are easily confused anyway. And then you get some dink teacher or some person who advises them to, go ahead and do it. You don't tell mom. Some school officials say they have to follow state and federal guidelines about protecting students' privacy, especially if the kids fear backlash at home. You need to fear the backlash that these people are going to put on you, these parents, when they find out that you had their daughter's tits removed or their genitals adjusted to fit the opposite gender. Socially transitioning is a major and potential life-altering decision that requires parental involvement. And most of these kids are too young to make such decisions. In many states, schools cannot even offer students topical sunscreen without parental consent. So how in the world are they competent to make the call on social transition? Question. Good question. Parents need to know if their kids have succumbed to this mania. 11 lawsuits in 2020, alleging that withholding this information is a violation of their rights, and it is. Parents have a right to know whether anybody likes it or not. Teenagers deserve a measure of privacy, no autonomy, to work out their identities, gender or otherwise, whether parents like it or not. Want to bet? No. Durham probe, how Barr weaponized the DOJ? Proof? They don't offer squat in the way of proof. Just as House Republicans suspect rogue government officials politicized the Justice Department in a jaw-dropping abuse of power. Yeah. Hello, Democrats. You're the ones that did it, not the Republicans. And Barr was gaslighted by Durham. Okay, investigator special counsel John Durham, whom then Attorney General William Barr tasked in 2018 with pursuing the baseless conspiracy theory, the FBI and Robert Mueller probe into President Donald Trump's ties to Russia was the result of a deep state conspiracy cooked up by the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're the ones that paid for the dossier and started all this happy horse manure. So, yeah, Durham's witch hunt was so egregiously unprofessional that his top aide and several other prosecutors quit in protest. I'll leave it lie there. Russian scandal was real, and the Durham investigation was a fiasco. A bunch of BS lies. Oh, and guess what? Trump welcomed back into Facebook. Trump is Facebook's problem again. Facebook parent company, the struggling tech behemoth Meta, last week lifted Trump's suspension from Facebook and Instagram, freeing him to post again. We'll see what happens. Then you got some jokes. You got Biden running with a flag that says 2024, and all the donkeys is going the other way. Then you got this this one here. This little joke is kind of neat. Got government secrets, safe and secure return. A Dropbox, no less. Mm-hmm. Tech layoffs, first the boom, then the hangover. Cutbacks, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, and Amazon alone in recent months now exceed 50,000 jobs. It's not actually landed yet, but these people that have got these nice resumes are getting jobs elsewhere. So, you know, this ring around the rosy stuff just goes on and on and on. It does not stop. What would be interesting would be putting a truth serum in a water supply in Washington, D.C., and watch the fun begin. Get the popcorn, sit back, and watch. Bankruptcy. J&J can't hide from lawsuits. You have to actually be broke to file for bankruptcy protection. Court dismissed a bankruptcy filing by a new J&J unit, LTL Management, created to absorb liabilities from 38,000 lawsuits claiming the company's talc-based baby powder contained asbestos that caused cancer, which it did. And I hate to tell you, this is like one of the guys at an asbestos company saying, there's nothing wrong with it. The smoking companies is perfectly safe. Goldman loses its edge. Finance. No longer the kings of Wall Street? Oh, my. Like many of its peers, it is shrinking. It is shrinking headcount and bonuses. Relentless jamming its blood funnel into anything that smells like money. Like all the false accounts that one of their friends put together. Ooh. You want to get into the nitty-gritty, the honest-to-God truth? There it is. Now, that's only a portion of this. I'm going to cover some more. Hope you can stand it. When you put your 50 cents in the bucket, it's actually $35. You get a thing from Judicial Watch called the verdict. This one's February 2023. Secret Service repeatedly changed the story on existence of Hunter Biden gun records. Judicial Watch is after him. Judicial Watch sues for John Kerry's calendars and travel costs. He's going to save the world. We want to know how much. And then you got this one. Judicial Watch sued for Obama White House records about 2016 Russian collusion hoax. Barack Obama has been out of office for almost 6 years now, and his allies are still busy hiding and covering up his unlawful actions while president. Oh, my goodness. Biden, flouting law, trying to hide presidential records that go to the heart of the Obama administration's effort to undermine then-incoming President Donald J. Trump and tie up his new administration in a phony scandal. It goes on and on. So you got the former White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Ooh. She was involved and guilty of it. The infamous January 5th, 2017 Oval Office meeting between President Obama and Vice President Biden. Rice, FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and others. Then Acting Attorney General Sally Yates also attended the meeting. Jeez, how many people are we going to have left if we decide to clean the government out? Think about it. Inspector General was reported on January 5th, 2017, Clapper, then NSA Director Michael Rogers, Brennan, and Comey briefed the ICA Intelligence Community Assessment Report to President Obama and his national security team. Ooh. And Comey confirmed this, that he had briefed Obama, meeting him on his plan to confront President-elect Trump with the Clinton campaign dossier. Ooh, dossier, right? Where are you? It's all horse hockey. And it continues on. Obama Presidential Library is part of the same National Archives system that is subjecting President Trump to unprecedented harassment, raids on the House, and all of that. Oh, boy. Now, here's the gist of this. Judicial Watch sues HHS for unaccompanied alien children transportation records related to transportation. Unaccompanied alien children. The Biden administration is hiding information on how it aids and abets the trafficking of unaccompanied alien children. We aim to expose and hold accountable the Biden administration for its trafficking of countless children. And I already told you about the safety studies, and they're not gonna, these people don't give up. They're worse than the IRS ever thought about being. they're more bodacious than a bulldog. They don't quit. They don't slow down, and you know, it keeps on going. The arrogant cover-up of COVID vaccine safety information further undermines public confidence in these already controversial drugs. What about the people that say, "Oh, you got to get your jab"? fun. Court rejects Dem party intervention and JW lawsuit challenging Illinois vote counting. Oops. Somebody's challenging the counting. Okay. They win that one. They'll go on to the next one. Now, we get to a real interesting little piece here. And this is in Chronicles, or the section in Judicial Watch's pamphlet, Corruption Chronicles. Biden administration gives $12 million to Soros-funded nonprofit for Latin American workers. Left-wing billionaire George Soros, Open Society Foundations, $12 million to strengthen labor rights and power workers in three Latin American countries. U.S. taxpayer dollars will go to Solidarity Center, a union conglomerate. The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, AFL-CIO, right dead in the middle of it, involved. A group is supposed to use the 12 million to strengthen democratic independent workers' organizations in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. Advancing gender and racial equality? Oh, boy, here we go. In Colombia, the focus will be on increasing the capacity of women, migrants, and indigenous people to organize and advocate for workers' rights. In Peru, the goal is to improve access to mechanisms for labor rights compliance in the mining and agricultural sectors, particularly for indigenous and migrant workers. Now, Soros has been thrown out of a whole bunch of countries, him and his groups and all the people who work there, thrown out, you know, like kind of like being excommunicated at the church in some ways. Solidarity Center, which claims to be the largest U.S.-based international workers' rights organization, also operates in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. In 2020, Solidarity Center received almost $39 million. In 2019, $36 million US, from the U.S. government now, okay? And In 2020, the latest available reporting period, OSF gave a solidarity center $980,000. In 2019, the center received $785,000. And in 2018, it got $400,000. The source nonprofit that has dedicated billions of dollars to leftist causes around the world. Now, you know, there's limitations on things. Political donations doesn't qualify. Just Watch has reported on it for years and obtained records that show the disturbing reality of American taxpayers financing Soros left-wing plots abroad. Now, the documents included show State Department funding of Soros nonprofits. So, you know, why can't we get rid of Soros? Well, the government's behind it. Soros groups have pushed an agenda that includes promoting an open border with Mexico. That's something everybody wants. Fomenting racial disharmony by funding anti-capitalist black separationist organizations, financing the Black Lives Matter movement, and other groups involved in the Ferguson, Missouri riots, weakening the integrity of the national electoral system, opposing U.S. counterterrorism efforts, and eroding Second Amendment protections. And why this man don't have a warrant out for his arrest is beyond me. He's interfered in the elections, among other things, here in the United States, and should be held accountable for that. Uncovered Defense Department records reveal U.S. funding of anthrax laboratory activities in Ukraine. That was just recently blown up. Putin did a good job on some of the things he was tasked with, but in the media, you'll like this. I'm just going to read the preface of it. Secret Service won't say why they changed their position on Hunter Biden gun investigation records. Oh, okay. Just Watch files Freedom of Information suit against DHS for censorship of records. Yeah, that's going to hurt somebody. Watchdog weighs up suing a San Francisco DA for Paul Pelosi attack records. They won't come clean. They refuse to give it up. Just Watch appealing to get evidence of unprecedented FBI accusations, access to private January 6th bank records. Think about that very carefully first. They're checking on who went to Washington. Watchdog sues government for COVID vaccine safety study. Mm-hmm, you heard that. Watchdog group sues Obama Library for White House records on the 2016 Russian collusion hoax. Ooh, yeah. Voting lawsuits soar across the U.S. before the midterm elections. A lot of them are still ongoing. And if they find out something funky, if there's a problem in the woodpile, I don't think that these people are going to skate this time. I wouldn't let them. Just Watch sues Biden administration over John Kerry travel cost calendar and staffer info. FDA documents confirm top scientists were frustrated over CDC ramming through boosters. You hear that? I'm going to read it again. You need to make sure you get this. FDA documents confirm top scientists were frustrated over CDC ramming through boosters. Uh-huh. You want to get into the funky meat of the situation, there you go. I'm going to hit on a couple of last things here. One of the things that we have a real serious problem with is the lack of people taking any of this stuff seriously. It ain't serious when they kill people because they're a black man driving. He was reckless driving, whatever the accusation might be. You're not going to find anything that will exonerate people who take such actions. Just that simple. And these people are looking to pick up. We got a new Speaker of the House who said he's going to see to it that these people are held responsible. Boy, I sure hope so. I mean, I posted this around, but it didn't last too long. And I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it one time. This has to do with, This has to do with things that everybody's heard about, but nobody's done anything with. NACERA is the most groundbreaking reformation to sweep not only this country, but our planet in its entire history. The act does away with the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, shadow government, and much more. And NACERA implements the following changes, and they're numbered all the way through 1819. One, zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. Oops, that's going to hurt. This is the Federal Reserve's worst nightmare, a jubilee or forgiveness of debt. Abolishes the income tax. I want you to think about what now. This is. These are things that I have confirmed with some people, and they're for real. Abolish the IRS. Employees of the IRS will be transferred into the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax Area. Creates a 14% flat rate, non-essential, new items only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. Think about it. Increases benefits to senior citizens. I heard it was up to three times what we're getting now. Returns constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. That's number six. We got 13 more. Reinstates the original title of nobility amendment. Hundreds of thousands of Americans under the control of foreign powers will lose their citizenship, be deported to other countries, and barred from reentry for the remainder of their life. And millions of people will soon discover their college degrees are now worthless paper. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after the NACERA announcement. The intern government will cancel all national emergencies and turn us back to constitutional law. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. Creates a new U.S. Treasury, rainbow currency, backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States, initiated by Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. I hate to tell you, but it was earlier than that. Try 1868. That's when we were considered by the banks to be insolvent. So, forbids the sale of American birth certificate records as chattel property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with constitutional law. Eliminates the Federal Reserve System during the transition period. The Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side of the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply. That means the greenbacks are going. Now, I understand that small fry, such as myself and others, are going to be in a position of exchanging that. Think about it. Restores financial privacy. Retains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. Ceases all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide. Think about it. Establishes peace throughout the world. Releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. Think about that. Enables the release of over 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security, including free energy devices, anti-gravity, and some healing and sonic healing machines because President Clinton's clone had no interest in signing Nasser into law on October 10, 2000, under orders from the U.S. military generals. The elite Navy SEALs and Delta Force stormed the White House and under gunpoint forced Bill Clinton to sign Nasser. Oh, didn't like that a bit. During this time, Secret Service and White House security personnel were ordered to stand down, disarmed, and allowed to witness the event. Washington, D.C. is now a ghost town. Federal offices vacated. Charlie Ward verified that Washington, D.C. has been closed and was being dismantled. He said everything you can see about Washington, D.C. was on a stage somewhere. Remember, they can take a computer and whip up somebody that looks just like you and have that entity, that thing that they whipped up, say whatever they want. Think about it. The constitutional government was now based in Temple, Texas. Ooh, U.S. Treasury was on an Indian reservation near Reno, Nevada. Reporter Nancy Drew, in the 2 years I've been here in Washington, D.C., and the hundreds of times I've passed the IRS building, I have yet to see a single person enter or exit the building. GCR, that's a global currency reset. Hearing chatter about the need to release everything with asset-backed currency, meaning that they do not want to release anything ahead of time paid with fiat-like fines, penalties, etc. This first conversation I have heard in some time on F&P's and the rumors of the delivery of F&P's this weekend, but in asset-backed money. Paymasters and groups, political and bank sources feel like things could move at any minute. They are not waiting for any one specific thing to be completed. Things are completed enough to pull the trigger now. Now is what I'm being told. This is Mark Z. Timing-wise, appears to be soon. Window opened on the Monday, 9 January, and goes to around Tuesday, 31 January. One group of sources swears it will happen between Wednesday, 11 January, and Saturday, 14 January this week. Ooh. Another one thinks it will happen between Thursday, 12 January, and Tuesday, 17. And most of the folks are betting on late this Thursday to the beginning of next week. The powers that be do not want us to know the date. They are going to keep throwing out dates and curves to keep us guessing and doing it on purpose. Try to stay off the roller coaster. It'll drive you nuts. We continue to see movement on NDAs from whales, paymasters, and groups. Well, I wanted to know, and because I think I have a right to know, I checked with some people who do know. Sometime in March. You ready for that? Now, this is the 11th, so, go figure. What is it that, got the 11th, we got one, two, we got 2 weeks and 3 days before March starts. My understanding is that the work has been pretty much complete, and that means the White House, the White Hats, the ones in charge, have been working on a shitload of overtime. Believe me when I say that you are looking at a very much better future than anything you heard of in a long time. I'm saying that it's going to be real interesting to watch any of that list come about. Think about it very carefully. I've got to I got to copy this in and send it to a friend who requested the information. So that's going to happen today, hopefully. Anyway, we're not in a position to play games with anything. If things don't happen the right way, you're looking at Civil War II, because you're going to have to make it serious for people. And the way you do that is life and death. I don't like that. Never have liked that. But people have said that you never get loose from the government. I want to bet. I want you to listen to this very carefully. This is about chains. Now, do you feel like the government has chained you to a wall? Listen to this. my goodness, how about another song? This is kind of nice. It's the theme song of the Silver Legion, and it resonates with a lot of people. What am I doing this for? Well, I need to make the money. Well, the only way to make the money was to dig dry wells, pull stumps, you know, that sort of stuff when I was a kid. That was a long time ago. What it is that we need to realize is that nobody has to take it anymore. You are not subject to things that don't make any sense and don't do anything positive for people. That includes killing each other, whether it's officially sanctioned or not. So here's how it is. We get to choose. And in very near future, things are going to change to the extent that you get to choose. Don't get to be mean. You don't get to run around shooting politicians, but you can have a lot of fun with it. For right now, any parents that find that there's fun and games going on the school system, hit them with the federal parental rights law and see what they want to do with that. You want to cause them problems? You can, I'll guarantee you, wrinkle their starch. In between now and then, and I've provided quite a bit of intel on this particular show, all I can tell you is, hey, Super Bowl Sunday is tomorrow. It would do it at 6 o'clock, so be ready. Until then, do me a favor. Go out there and spread this thing like free beer and get her done.